Hey guys, it's Captain Jay O'Brien with Irish Wake Fishing, covering the coastal Alabama area for a Salt Strong weekly fishing report. Wish I had some better news to report over the past few days. The fishing's been a little tough, both in the tidal rivers and in the deeper industrial areas. I have not gotten a chance to fish midday and afternoon. I've only been fishing mornings when I've gotten to get out. So I'm not sure if the midday bite or an afternoon bite would have been better with the moon phase we're in. We've been in a full moon situation, and I've been noticing on my cellular deer camera that the majority of the animal activity has been in the midday and early afternoon. So I can't help but wonder if maybe the fishing activity has been the same. But we're coming out of that full moon phase, but, you know, for the next couple of days, I might, you know, if I was going to go fishing, I might try a more midday, early afternoon type mission. I still believe there's probably fish both in the tidal rivers and in the deeper industrial areas. We have been unseasonably warm for this time of year. Again, Mother Nature just doesn't seem like she can get her act together and do something consistent. And that may be playing into why these fish are so finicky as well. But we've got another front pushing through tomorrow, and that's going to bring some rain, hopefully not too much, so we don't dirty up the water, you know, more than we need to. But hopefully after that, we're going to have some more consistent, cooler temperatures for that we should be having this time of year, and that'll help the fish settle into a pattern. If I was going to go this weekend, you know, the things that we have been having success on are throwing slick lures. A variety of colors have been working, both the big slicks and the slick juniors. Also been having some luck still with the suspended twitch baits like your mirror dines and mirror mullets and things of that nature. And then just swimming paddle tail grubs, kind of like your Slam Shady, just on a light jig head. You know, quarter ounce or less. I've been throwing some eighth and 16th ounce, and that's been successful too. In the deeper industrial area, still sticking. I prefer a 3/8 ounce jig head if the current's strong. If I can fish it, I'll go down to as light as a quarter ounce there. The lighter, brighter colors have been the better producers for me in the deeper water. But I would encourage you to mix it up and keep trying different things to see if you can dial in on a pattern to see, you know, what they're wanting and how they want it. I've still been surprised at how slow the fish have wanted these baits, even with the warmer temperatures. I don't know if that's just because they're in a state of shock or what, but the slower cadences have been better producers. But then, you know, when we're not getting bites, and we'll mix it up and kind of twitch it a little faster and work the bait a little faster, and sometimes that's eliciting a bite as well. So the slower cadence has been the predominant producer, but don't just get stuck working it slow. You know, vary your retrieves up both with speed and rhythm, so to speak. You know, try to mix it up and see if you can dial in on the pattern. I think that when these fish are being as finicky as they are, that's a key thing to keep mixing it up. If you have multiple people on the boat, I always suggest, until you figure out the pattern, I'll throw different style baits, different colors, and try to figure out, put the puzzle pieces together, and then get dialed in and figure out what they want and see if you can, you know, put the puzzles of the pieces of the puzzle together, and then go from there. But I wish I had better news, but I feel like the fish are there. They're just not acting right. We're seeing them in the deeper water on sonar. And, you know, in the tidal rivers feel like we're around fish, but they just, you know, the bite's been weak. But hopefully after we pass this full moon a few more days, things will get settled back in, especially as these temperatures drop and get more to a normal January temperature. But again, this is Captain Jay O'Brien with Irish Wake Fishing. You can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram if you have any questions, or on the report page. There's a place to comment there as well. But covering, you know, this is the Coastal Alabama Fishing Report for Salt Strong Fishing, and I hope you guys have a good weekend. Thanks.